Masechet Nedarim Perek Hey Mishnah Dal Hareini Alechachir. Somebody who says to his friend, my property should be usur on you like a chir. Hamuder usur. The person who he makes the netter on is not allowed to benefit from the other person's property, as a person has a right to usur his property on somebody else, and that person cannot benefit from the property. It's as if that person made the netter himself, and if he does benefit from the property, he gets malchus as if he was over on his own netter. Harei at alai chirim. But if he says, your property is usur on me like a chirim, then the person who makes the netter cannot benefit from the other person's property. Hareini alecha, bi'at alai, shneim asur. If he says, my property should be usur on you like a chirim, and your property should be usur on me like a chirim, then they are both usur to benefit from the other person's property. Usneim mutarim bidaber sho'oyle bavel, va'asurim bidaber sho'oyfeir. When the two of them cannot benefit from each other's property, they are allowed to benefit from something that was made by the Ole Bobo when they went up to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra. Those things are Hefker, and we'll see what those things are in the next Mishnah. But the two of them cannot benefit from something that belongs to that town, as the whole town are Shutzim in those things, and therefore, when each one of them benefits from something that his friend is a Shutzim in, it's as if he is benefiting from his friend, and therefore, he cannot benefit from something that belongs to the town. We saw in the previous Mishnah that two people that are not allowed to benefit from each other can benefit from something that's hefker, for example, Dvarim Sha'oile Bubble, that were made in the times of Ezra, but cannot benefit from something that they are both Shutzim in, for example, Dvarim Sha'oise Air, things that belong to the whole town. Now this Mishnah will explain what are the Dvarim Sha'oile Bubble and what are the Dvarim Sha'oise Ha'ir. The following are Dvarim Sha'oile Bubble. Kigoin Harabayis, the Ha'azorais, the Ha'bor Sheben Faderos. The Harabayis, where the Beit HaMikdash is built, and the Ha'azorais of the Beit HaMikdash, and certainly the Beit HaMikdash itself, and the well in the middle of the road that were made for Oile Regal to drink from. All of these things are considered Hefker. So therefore, even though they are not allowed to benefit from each other, they can benefit from these things. The following are Dvarim Sha'oise Ha'ir, where the whole town are Shutzim in it, and therefore they are not allowed to benefit from one of these things, since they are not allowed to benefit from their friend who is also a Shutzim in one of these things. Kigoin HaRachava, the town square, the Hamerchas, the bathhouse, Beit HaKnesset, a shul, Ba'ateva, an Aron Kodesh, Ba'asvarim, Sifrei Kodesh, V'HaKosev, Chelko L'Nasi. What this is coming to say is that what should these people do that cannot benefit from each other, and now they cannot benefit from something that belongs to the whole town? The two of them should sign over their share that they have in the things that belong to the town to the Nasi. And then once they sign over their share, they no longer are Shutzim in these things, and therefore they can benefit from one of these things without benefiting from the person who they made a netter from. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Echad Koisev Lenasi, the Echad Koisev Lehedi. Rabbi Yehuda says whether they signed over their share to the Nasi or whether they signed over their share to a regular person, either way it will work. Ma ben Koisev Lenasi le Koisev Lehedi. What is the difference between somebody who signed over his share to the Nasi or to somebody who signed over his share to a regular person? Sha'akaisiv l'Nasi eino tzarech l'zaku. Somebody who signed over his share to the Nasi doesn't have to make a kinyan. The Nasi is kinda even without a kinyan. Since the Nasi is such a prominent person, the Chachamim were mitakin that he could be kinda without a kinyan. The Chachamim omrim echad zeh ve'echad zeh. The Chachamim say, whether you sign over your share to a regular person or to the Nasi, either way,
you have to make a kinyan, and the reason
the Chachamim said to sign over the share to the Nasi is that was the minhag, as that is covered to the Nasi, that people give over their share to the Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ein Ante Golo Trichin Lichtoi, Shekvar Kasbu Aboisehem Ayudim. Rabbi Huda said the people that lived in Golos, that made Nedarim from each other and cannot benefit from each other, they could benefit from the thing that belonged to the whole town without signing over their shares to the Nasi, as their fathers already signed over the shares, as the people in Golo frequently made Nidarim, therefore the previous generation already signed over the shares to the Nasi, so therefore they could benefit from Dvar Shal Oysa Ha'ir without a problem.